शिवाय ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवतम सिक्स्थ कांटो चैप्टर वन द हिस्ट्री ऑफ द लाइफ ऑफ अजामिला टुडे टेक्स्ट थ्री टेक्स्ट फोर एंड टेक्स्ट फाइव बिकॉज देयर इज पार्पोर्ट ओनली ऑन टेक्स्ट फोर एंड फाइव दे आर टुगेदर सो देयर इज पार्पोर्ट So first of all, I myself reading two verses, then there is a verse fifth is written on the board. Text 3. Adharma lakshananana naraka chanu vannita manvantarascha vyakhyatah adya swayam bhuvayatah. You have also described at the end of the fifth canto the varieties of hellish life that result from impious activities and you have described in the fourth canto the first manvantara which was presided over by Swayambhu Manu the son of Lord Brahma text 4 priyavato uttana padayor vamsastascharitani cha deepah varsa samudradrihi नदी उद्यान वनस्पति सो बिकॉज दिस वर्स टुगेदर फोर एंड फाइव फिफ्थ वर्स इज रिटन ऑन द बोर्ड धरा मंडल संस्थान भाग लक्षण मानतः ज्योतिषाम विवराणां च यथेदं असृजत् विभुः धरामण्डल संस्थानं भागलक्षणमानतः ज्योतिषां विवराणां च यथेदम् असृजत् विभो धरामण्डल संस्थानं भागलक्षणमानतः ज्योतिषां विवरणानां च यथेदम् असृजत् विभो धरामण्डल संस्थानं भागलक्षणमानतः ज्योतिषां विवरणानां च यथेदम् असृजत् विभो
धरामंडल समस्थानम
भागलक्षण मानतः
ज्योतिषां विवराणां च यथेदं असृजत् विभु धरामंडल संस्थानम्
मदर्स धरामंडल संस्थानम् भागलक्षणमानतः ज्योतिषां विवराणां च यथेदं असृजत् विभु वाड्मिनी धरामंडल ऑफ द प्लैनेट अर्थ संस्थानम सिचुएशन भाग अकॉर्डिंग टू डिविजन्स लक्षण डिफरेंट सिम्टम्स मानतः एंड मेजरमेंट्स ज्योतिषाम ऑफ द सन एंड अदर लुमिनरीज विवराणाम ऑफ द लोअर प्लैनेटरी सिस्टम्स च एन यथा एस इदम दिस असृजत क्रिएटेड विभु द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड ट्रांसलेशन फॉर बोथ वर्सेस वर्स फोर्थ एंड फिफ्थ माय डियर लॉर्ड यू हैव डिस्क्राइब द डायनेस्टीज and characteristics of King Priyavrata and King Uttanapada, the Supreme Personality of God had created this material world with various universes, planetary systems, planets and stars, with varied lands, seas, oceans, mountains, rivers, gardens and trees, all with different characteristics. These are divided among this planet Earth, the luminaries in the sky and the lower planetary systems. You have very clearly described these planets and the living entities who live on them. Purport. Here, the words yathedam asrijat vibhu clearly indicates that the Supreme, the great almighty personality of Godhead created this entire material world with its different varieties of planets, stars and so forth. Atheists try to conceal the hand of God, which is present in every creation, but they cannot explain how all these creations could come into existence without a competent intelligence and almighty power behind them. Simply to imagine or speculate is a waste of time. In Bhagavad Gita 10:8, the Lord says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo. I am the origin of everything. Mata sarvam pravartate. Whatever exists in the creation emanates from me. Iti matva bhajante mam buddha bhava samannita. When one fully understands that I create everything by my omnipotence, one becomes firmly situated in devotional service and fully surrenders at my lotus feet. Unfortunately, the unintelligent cannot immediately understand Krishna's supremacy. Nonetheless, if they associate with devotees and read authorized books, they may gradually come to the proper understanding. Although this may take many, many births, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 7:19, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate. Vasudeva sarvamiti Samahatma Sudurlabha. After many births and deaths, he who is actually in knowledge surrenders unto me, knowing me to be the cause of all causes and all that is. Such a great soul is very rare. Vasudeva Krishna is the creator of everything, and his energy is displayed in various ways, as explained in Bhagavad Gita 7, 4 and 5. A combination of the material energy, Bhumi Rapo Nalo Vayu, and the spiritual energy, the living entity, exists in every creation. Therefore, the same principle, the combination of the Supreme Spirit and the material elements, is the cause of the cosmic manifestation. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Sailakaya Chakshurunmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruhe Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupah Kadamayam Dadati Sopadantikam. Vande Aham Sri Guru Sri Juta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnambhamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sa Abadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhanitanscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namini Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesaha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratisai Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneswari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Priya Vrata Uttanupadayar Vamsastha Charitani Cha Deepa Varsha Samudradi Nadi Udyana Vanaspatin Dhara Mandala Samsthanam Bhaga Lakshana Manatah Jyotisam Vibaranam Cha Yathedam Asrijat Vibhu. My dear Lord, you have described the dynasties and characteristics of King Priyavrata and King Uttanapada. The Supreme Personality of God had created this material world with various universes, planetary systems, planets and stars, with varied lands, seas, oceans, mountains, rivers, gardens and trees, all with different characteristics. These are divided among this planet Earth, the luminaries in the sky and the lower planetary systems. You have very clearly described these planets and the living entities who live on them. So there is 10 subject matters of Srimad Bhagavatam. Ata sarga visargascha posana sthanamutaya manantara isanukatha nirodho mukti ashraya. Creation and sub-creation. Swarga. Swarga means creation. That is the creation made by Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Then the secondary creation is by Brahma. And then the sthana, the planetary systems, where this creation is created and where the living entities are existing. Just like here mentioned, there is in this earthly planet, everything is existing, mountains, rivers, different living entities, everything is here. Then the fourth subject matter is posana. How Lord is maintaining them. Lord is not only the creator, he is also maintaining everything. Though, how he is maintaining everything? Because this department is specifically with Lord himself. After some primary creation, just like Balaram appeared from Krishna, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Krishna and Prabhupada is quoting from 10:8 of Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhava, mata sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajate imam buddha bhava samanyate. Everything is emanating from Krishna. And he is cause of all causes. Similarly, in Bhagavatam also, in Chatusloki Bhagavatam, in second canto, 9th chapter, 33 verse, Krishna is telling also, Aham evasya evagre nanyat yatsat asat param, paschat aham jetetascha, jo vasishyata sohasmi aham. Krishna is declaring, and when there was no creation, neither the spiritual world nor this material world. In the beginning there was only I was there. Who was there? Krishna. So he is called a cause of all causes. Even after all annihilation, Krishna is telling, I will remain. Anyhow, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Then first manifestation of Krishna is Balaram. Then from Balaram, then the Sankarsan came, Ditya, the Sankarsan, then Purusha Avataras, and the Karanadakasai, Garbhadakasai, and Khirodakasai Vishnu. And from the Garbhadakasai Vishnu's navel, who created? Brahma. After Brahma appeared, then the detailed creation work Lord delivered to Brahma. Just like Bhaktivinoda Thakur singing a nice song in Saranagati. Tumi Sarveshoreswara Brajendra Kumara Tumara Ichhaye Vishwe Srijana Sanghara Tava Ichhamate Brahma Karena Srijana Tava Ichhamate Vishnu Karena Palana Tava Ichhamate Shiva Karena Sanghara तब इच्छा मते माया श्रीजे कारागार तब इच्छा मते जीवेर जन्म मरण समृद्धि निपात दुख सुख संघटन मिछे माया बद्ध जीव आशा पासे फिरे तब इच्छा बिना किछु करिते न पारे। इसके भक्तिनो ठाकुर टेलिंग, ओ सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, ओ ब्रजेंद्र नंदन, ओ कृष्णा, यू आर कॉज ऑफ ऑल कॉजेस, तुम ही सर्वेश्वरेश्वर, यू आर द परमेश्वर, यू आर द लॉर्ड ऑफ ऑल लॉर्ड्स, यू आर ईश्वर ऑफ ऑल अदर ईश्वरस, स्मॉल ईश्वरस, डिफरेंट डेमिगॉड्स, ब्रह्मा, विष्णु, महेश, इज टेलिंग यू आर कॉज ऑफ ऑल कॉजेस। सो अकॉर्डिंग टू योर सुप्रीम विल, ब्रह्मा क्रिएट्स, विष्णु मेंटेन्स एंड लॉर्ड शिव डिस्ट्रॉयज एवरीथिंग। अकॉर्डिंग टू योर सुप्रीम विल, योर एक्सटर्नल एनर्जीज, दिस माया देवी जस्ट क्रिएटेड दिस मेटेरियल वर्ल्ड, सृष्टि स्थिति प्रलय साधन शक्ति रेखा छाएव जस्य भुवनानि विभर्ति दुर्गा। सो योर एक्सटर्नल एनर्जीज जस्ट कीपिंग दिस कंडीशंस सोल अंडर हर ग्रव, जस्ट कंट्रोलिंग एवरीथिंग, दैट इज ऑल्सो अंडर योर सुप्रीम विल, शी इज नॉट ऑल्सो नॉट इंडिपेंडेंट। ऑल द लिविंग एंटिटीज दे आर टेकिंग देयर बार्थ एंड अगेन अगेन एंड अगेन दे जस्ट सर्कुलेटिंग इन दिस साइकिल ऑफ बार्थ एंड डेथ बाय योर सुप्रीम विल। The human, the living entities, they are planning so many things, but unless your supreme sanction, nothing will be practical. They cannot do anything. In this way, according to Shastra, according to Gita, according to Bhagavat, according to Acharyas, we could understand that Krishna is the cause of all causes. He is Bhagavan. He is Sadaya Sarje Purna. He is Bhagavan and everything is emanating from Him. That's why He is the person who maintains everything. Because He is creating everything, He has all opulence. Not only is He creating, but He has the also power to maintain everything. He is completely competent to maintain His creation. Even a little ant is eating one speck of grain, and an elephant is eating 2 quintal. Who is feeding them? Krishna is feeding. Everything is created. We are seeing the sun, moon, the different luminaries, stars, so many mountains, rivers, everything. Who is creating them? According to Srimad Bhagavatam's philosophy, who is creating them? That's why Prabhupada is telling these foolish scientists, they are thinking that no, life comes from matter, they are thinking. No, that's why Prabhupada wrote this book. Life comes from life. It's not possible. Life comes from matter. Everything is just Big Bang theory. Everything just manifested automatically. There is Big Bang, very suddenly everything just come out in the sky. How it is possible? They could not explain it. That's why Prabhupada is telling the scientists could not explain everything. But we have scientific explanation in Bhagavatam, this planetary system, how is they created in 5th canto of Bhagavatam, it is very scientifically described by Sukadeva Goswami. Even how this human beings are coming, or we have a human body, how we get this human body? Scientists are just like Darwin's theory, they're thinking how they come, the human being comes from monkey or apes. Bhagavatam Sukadeva Goswami is telling you also, in Bhagavatam 5th canto 14th chapter, Sukadeva Goswami also explaining how this human body come out. He told, yes, there is four animals, he is believing in this, origin of species, different, how this our body is developing in the different features. But Sukadeva Goswami is telling these 4 types of animals, after leaving their body, they automatically get a human body. Who are they? Diurnal only monkey. Monkeys get human body. Sukadeva Goswami is telling this is also true. But this is monkeys getting from monkeys, those who are becoming human being, they are in mood of ignorance. Tamagun. And he is telling also there is the from tigers, body of tiger or lion, when it automatically lion or tiger, they leave their body, they die, then automatically they get a human body, the mood of person. And there is also cow, when a cow or a bull, they leave their body, they die, then they also automatically get a human body, in mood of goodness, like cows. There is an elephant, also after living body, get human body, but mood of mixed gunas, rajaguna and tamaguna, eating so much and sleeping so much. So anyhow, in this way there is also explained in Bhagavatam, everything scientifically described by Sukadeva Goswami. But if it is in Bhagavatam, we tell scientists, this is written, this is perfect. No, Darwin did not tell this. Or we have to believe in it. Other scientists must believe about this. So that's what Prabhupada is telling. This is nonsense. The scientists, they could not explain anything scientifically. But what is explained in pages of Srimad Bhagavatam, very scientifically, and they could not accept it. Darwin theory is just like an analogy or stories, just like some story writer can write some funny stories for the childrens. One story writer, he wrote, oh, how this elephant trunk come out. Told, okay, first there is no trunk of elephant, there is just face. One time elephant just went in bank of river and tried to drink water, and a crocodile was there, immediately grab his nose. Elephant was that, crocodile was pulling, and elephant was using his strength to come out. There is trunk is come out. So this is only same thing. Darwin's whole theory is just like story. He is not experimented. It is not experimented knowledge. He just speculated something and he wrote everything and everyone is believing. So how this? Things are spoken in pages of Srimad Bhagavatam by the authorities, previous acharyas. So yeah, but we cannot accept this. This is ignorance. That's why Prabhupada is telling, quoting, Bahunang Janmanamante. But such fools, Prabhupada used to tell the scientists, says, what? Mr. Frog. Mr. Frog, just within a well, there is some frog is there, mother frog is there, and many small frog children, children frogs. So one time some children just come out, because in rainy season, just water has come, become pool, well. So some frog children, they come out, and they saw a big elephant, very big elephant. Immediately, by fearfully, they jump. He told, what happened? The frog was asking, what happened? Oh, there is very big animal. But the mother frog is very proud that no one can, bigger than me. Telling, bigger than me? Yes, it's very big. Very big. Just try to, expand his body. More than this. And automatically, burst. So this scientist, they did not know anything and just speculate something and tell, we know everything. So that's why, but all scientists are not like this. Rupa is, that's why in beginning of the Parpad is telling, there is a creator and he created everything. But this scientist, they could not believe about this. Rupa is writing that, hear the words, Yathedam Asrijat Vibhu, clearly indicates that the Supreme, the Great, Almighty Personality of Godhead created this entire material world with its different varieties of planets, stars and so forth. But atheists try to conceal the hand of God, who is present in every creation, but they cannot explain how this creation could come into existence without a competent intelligence and the almighty power behind them. They cannot explain, but same time they are not accepting. But some scientists, they are also believing in God. Just like their example of Sir Isaac Newton, who invented this theory of law of gravitation. So he also became a big scientist, Nobel laureate, very big person. But he was believing in God. But he was very sad because his friends, the other scientists, they do not believe in God. One time he made a very nice diagram to explain his theory of gravitation, how the theory of gravitation is working, how planetary systems are just existing in a sky, everything. So make a very nice diagram. So his friends come, told, "Oh, who has made this diagram? Such a nice and brilliant brain, and make such a nice diagram." He told, "No, it is appeared here. Automatically appeared. No one created this. No one painted or no one. This is the automatically appeared this diagram." He told, no, how can it be automatically appeared? It must be done by you. You are making this diagram. Then he just told his friends, if you are thinking simply a diagram cannot automatically manifest, then how you are thinking this is so many planets, so many stars, the whole creation, there's so many planets, how can they automatically manifest? When there is a creation, there is a creator. A simple thing. Creation means that someone, there's a small child, there must be mother and father. Mother cannot create a child by herself without the help of father. So Prabhupada told, there is a father. The mother nature is mother, and father is the Supreme Lord, Ishwara is there. That's why Prabhupada is telling, every creation there is both, the combination of both nature and spirit. With their combination, then this creation is manifested. The simple thing the scientist cannot accept. So in this way, Prabhupada is, in this small purport, is just arguing how God, the Supreme Lord, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and everything is according to His, everything is happening according to His Supreme directions. He is the creator, He is the maintainer, and He is also, same time, have the power to annihilate everything where according to His Supreme will. He can do everything. So He not only created everything, and He is the power to maintaining everything. And those peoples are most intelligent. Bahunang janmanam, the devotees, they are believing in God. But those peoples are such unfortunate peoples. They could not believe in Shastra, Sadhu, and Guru, and the Supreme Lord. But somehow or other, if they come in association of the devotees and started reading the scriptures and they follow the principles, then gradually, maybe it takes many births, but gradually he come to the position, the point that Vasudeva Sarvamiti. So in this way, Prabhupada is explaining very scientifically, very nicely, how everything is happening. Why these things are explained in this canto? Because the sixth canto is specifically describing about Poshana, how Krishna is maintaining his devotees, or how living entities are maintained. Because after hearing so much descriptions about hellish planet, Maharaj Parikshit become very compassionate for the conditioned souls. Oh, these conditioned souls are going to hell, suffering so much. That's why he will ask the question, "Oh, greatly fortunate, opulent Sukadeva Goswami, now kindly tell me how human beings may be saved from having to enter hellish condition in which they suffer terrible pains." Being a Vaishnava, he feels so much compassion within his heart. So he was asking to Sukadeva Goswami, how can this conditioned soul will be delivered from this cycle of birth and death and from this particular suffering in different hellish planets? So before describing that about the stories of Ajambila, how Ajambila was such a sinful person and how he delivered. Krishna is telling ki mam hi partha vipasitya ste apisu papa janayo striya vaishya tatha sudra tepi janti parangati. Krishna is telling, oh Arjuna, even the conditioned souls who take shelter unto my lotus feet, she may be a degraded soul like a woman or a vaishya or a sudra or even more degraded, right? Bhagavatam is telling even Hulinda, Pulinda, this mleshas, javanas, everyone can be delivered. The simple thing, if they take shelter of Krishna. Mam hi partha vipasitya, by taking shelter of me. Ste apisu papa janaya, those who are born in a very degraded, family or a degraded condition. Even such living entities can be delivered. So there in this chapter, in this specifically in sixth canto, there is example is given in beginning about Ajambila, how a sinful person got delivered from this such a dangerous condition. Solpa api asya dharmasya trayate mohata bhayat. Krishna is telling in Gita. Even a little progress in this path of devotional service, a living entity can be saved from the most dangerous positions, situations. So before giving this explanation about Ajambila, in the beginning, that's why he is giving how Lord is not only he is the creator, he is the all powerful, the supreme Lord, having all the opulence, six opulences. So that's why he is also qualified to posana, means to protect his devotees. Those who come unto his shelter, they are protected from, though there is so many other ways to punishing the living entities, but even the sinful person, the most sinful person, when he takes shelter of the Supreme Lord, then he can be protected. Give protection by Lord himself. So, sixth canto and seventh canto also again, there is description about Prahlad, how Lord protect his devotees. So in this way, this description will continue afterwards. But here is particular, this verse today is describing how the Supreme Lord is cause of all causes, and how he creates everything. Everything, he is the cause of all causes. There is no other cause. Prabhupada used to tell sometimes, who is God? You ask everyone, go and ask someone. You have father and mother? He told, yes, I have father and mother. But same time, I am God. He told, no, you are not God. You are a rascal. You are not God. God is cause of all causes. Everything emanates from him. If you ask like this, people, they are now specifically in India, there is fashion. There are so many gods, so many incarnations. And now Kumbhamala is coming. Where? Nasik. You will find there so many gods will appear. One time in a previous Kumbhamala in the Allahabad, not this Iska one Kumbhamala, then I was there. And our Iskun camp, and there was another camp. Little there is Dwarka, some Shankaracharya just came from Dwarka. And there was Kalki Bhagwan appeared in Kumbhamala. Big, big signboards. Kalki Bhagwan appeared in here. So people said, Kalki Bhagwan ke taan, about 200-300 people was following one person and they shouting, Kalki Bhagwan ki. So everyone telling Kalki Bhagwan, but he was a person, so the Shankaracharya was asking him, they just invited him to his pendal, to asking why this person is telling Bhagwan. He told, why you are declaring yourself as God? He told, because I am God. Everyone is calling me God. Shankaracharya told, because that description is given in Vedic scriptures. In this age of Kali, God is not appeared in the public. He just, God will appear in the end of Kali Yuga, yes? Kalki, Kalki Bhagavan. So you are telling you are Kalki, Kalki Bhagavan. How this is called? On the beginning of Kali Yuga, even Kali Yuga is not started in Yuga Sandhya. So how are you telling you are appeared? He told, oh, I feel so much compassion by seeing the suffering of this living beings. So I appeared in the beginning. Told, okay. In Bhagavatam it is told that the Kalki Bhagavan who appeared in UP, there is a village, Sambhalagram, is mentioned. And Vishnu Jasa, the father, the name of the Kalki Bhagavan's the father, his name will be Vishnu Jasa, his village is Sambhalagram. It is in UP, in North India. Are you born there? He told, no, I am born in South India, near Madras. Then how you become God? You are born in Brahmana family? Yes, I am born. Then Shankaracharya was telling him, okay, you just act like a Brahmana. Don't cheat the people. You are not God. But this followers, they are shouting, no, God, Kalki Bhagavan ki jai. Some ISKCON devotees, they are taking one danda to beat him. He's telling Bhagavan a danda. So in this way, there's very one devotee, Ghanshyam, now you know where? In South India, somewhere he is working in Gosala, making Gosala. I remember this devotee particular took one stick and just become so angry to beat him. Kalki Bhagavan. Similarly, there are six Kalki Bhagavan all over India. Not one. There are six people, they are declaring we are Kalki Bhagavan. One time the TV wala, they invited all Kalki Bhagavan together. They did not know, but they same time gave invitation all of them. And there is a very nice AC hall, then they come and they sit down, but they did not know that all are coming together. Though all six Kalki Bhagavan, then they are telling who is real, because they want to know who is the real Kalki Bhagavan. So they started fighting each other. Starting fighting. So this is Bhagavan. Bhagavan also sometimes admitted in hospital. Sometimes they also, in jail. They arrested and they sent to jail. Like this, still they are thinking we are Bhagavan. So this is one type. But Bhagavan is, he is not controlled by anyone. When Krishna just appeared in Kamsa's jail, immediately everything, all this there, his father and mother, they are in prison, their shackle was open, and all the doors, everything was automatically open, all the time. But now the gods, they can be imprisoned. They have so many diseases. So this type of cheating is going on. That's why you must know, who is the God? God is, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And He is the cause of all causes. So, in this way, Prabhupada is trying to convince us that we must believe according to the Vedic scriptures. This is Sabda Pramana. This is Sabda Pramana. There are three types of Pramanas. Sabda Pramana, Anumana Pramana, and Pratyakya Pramana, that is Isopanishad beginning in introduction, Prabhupada is telling about this. Pratyakya Pramana means, people say, whatever I have not seen in my own eyes, I could not believe. First I have to see everything. So what can you see in this, the power of this eyes is limited. You cannot see God in this eyes. You need a special eye to see God. Ajnanatimirandhasya jnananjana salakaya chakhirun militam jena tasmai sri guru bhenam. So you have to take shelter of spiritual master, then he will show you the way how to see God. So you cannot see God in this material eye. These foolish people, they don't know. They are believing some certain things. They did not see it. First his father, he may have seen his father, his grandfather, but not the great grandfather, and he is greater. There are so many answers. This
ancestors are coming in this life, to whom he has sinned. But still he is believing. So why in this way he cannot believe that there is God, who is the cause of all causes, everything emanates from him. So pratyakya pramana is not acceptable. This is wrong theory. Anumana pramana is like Darwin's theory. That is anumana pramana, just speculation, speculating so many things. This is also not acceptable. But sabda pramana, that is given in Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, in Vedas, in Upanishads, this is acceptable by the acharyas. In Vedas, he told that the cow dung is pure. You have to accept it, cow dung is pure. Now the scientists, they are experimenting why this scripture is telling the cow dung is pure. You make it, you experiment, make experiment afterwards, and you will understand why it is pure. The Ganges water is pure in any condition. Why it is pure? Now they are trying, and they going to Haridwar also, taking some pure Ganges water and putting the what? Different germs of different disease like diarrhea and some. We put any germ in Ganges water, they die within few seconds. Cannot exist. So the why Ganges water is pure? It is told in Veda. Why this consul is pure? Even it is the outer covering of a living entity or is a bone. So still it is pure. It is told in Vedas. So in this way, the sabda pramana, the Vedas knowledge is given in Veda, in Upanishads, in Puranas, in Bhagavatam, in Bhagavad Gita. This is sabda pramana. This is, we cannot argument all these things. Just accept it. And that's why knowledge in two lines, in deductive line and inductive line. Spiritual knowledge is in a deductive line. You have to accept the authority and then you believe what he spoke, what God. You have to accept Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then believe whatever is spoken in Bhagavad Gita, that is true. Now other way, a scientist is telling, no, you have to experiment everything. Man is mortal. So how can you experiment it? Go to every door to door, whole world. It's told one, you can, an intelligent person, he can just have faith in the Shastra and believe it. That is intelligence. So, in this way, Krishna is the creator, he is maintainer, and he is also supreme annihilator. He can destroy everything. Knowing the position of Krishna, those who are most intelligent personalities, the devotees, they take full shelter of Krishna. In this way, they safe. They remain safe in this material, in this life, in this material world, and also after leaving this body, they return back to Godhead. Jat gatvan anivartante tad dhama paramanmama. Hare Krishna. It is already time. Any question or comment? Okay, there is no question, no comment. Grantharas Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hare Krishna.
चल रहा है।